So this morning I faced like I gotta get up early, get the to-do list done so it's done so the rest of the day you can relax and enjoy life. Psychologically, nothing on new plate, to-do list, clean plate, boom and bang, 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 bang. And I'm driving, I gotta get gas. The paradox that I face is on one side of the road is a Mobil. On the other side is a Hy-Vee gas station. You know what? Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is a, it was originally a grocery store chain out of Iowa. And now they're moving into the Twin Cities. And they're a higher-end grocer, or they try to aim to be, but their deli food just doesn't compare to a Kowalski's or a Lunds. Atham, look that up. That's one of the few things Minnesota has are luxury grocers, which normally I don't get my groceries here, but man, their delis are good. That's some good, that's bachelor heaven. You go into these high-end grocers, they got all this great superior food already prepped and made for you. You just serve that stuff up and woo, that's living. That's one of the things I'll let you, I'll allow, even though you're a minimalist, you can allow yourself that kind of food. Anyway, so they come in, and Iowans, they're like 73% competent as the rest of the world. Rest of the Americans, they drive slow in the left lane. Oh, look, Elsa, the Mall of America. Like, look up Highway 35. And if there's ever traffic on Highway 35 coming out of Iowa, Iowans caused it. Going back to Iowa, Iowans caused it. So it's this grocery store. And it's like, oh, look at the cute little job the Iowans tried to do with a high-end grocery store. Oh, that's adorable. Oh. So then, like other grocery stores or retail, larger retailers, they say, let's get into the gasoline business. So they have gas stations. So on this stretch, Mobil, Hy-Vee. And I remember going to visit a buddy when they were just putting this thing in. And when I go north of my buddy's place, it's on the right. Well, you're going to hang a left? Wait for a stop. Hell no. You got to go right. Oh, right. Heaven is nothing but right turns. How do you get there? Hang rights all the time. Yield signs. Do not stop for stop sign if you're turning right. That's heaven. Everybody's turning right. No left turns in heaven. And so I went there once. This is when they were brand new. Just put the new thing in. New Hy-Vee gas station. And all shiny and glimmery and new. And I go there. Now, it's not as if gas stations were already overly complicated as fuck. Okay. Hey, we're going to put in automatic pay so it expedites the process. Hey, you know what? Let's get Frank from marketing again to get in there and mosquito bite and fuck people in the asshole. One more. Let's get Frank. Hey, Frank, we have them put in their credit card, pull it out, and then they fill in the tank and then they leave. What can we do to elongate this process and further take away billions of hours of humans' time? And Frank sat down. He said, oh boy, I really like fucking people up the ass. What can I? Okay. And he came up with several things. So, first, are you a rewards member? No, I'm fucking not. Second, do you want a car wash? No, I fucking don't. Third, what is it? Oh, then Frank had it. Oh boy, that, what else? I know. You put in your credit card. Let's make them enter their zip code. And then, okay, Frank, computers are very capable of processing these things quite quickly. Let's add 3 to 5 seconds between each screen. And then, oh, and then at the end, give them an offer. Would you like to save 0.00006 cents on gas today? No, oh, and Frank said, and then Frank got real creative. Frank said, I got a better idea. Let's hide the no button. Let's not even put no. Is it cancel? Is it this gray neutral button? Why is it yellow and green? What? And then Frank says, and you know where we should put this? You know where we should launch this? Where should we launch it, Frank? In Minnesota during winter. So when it's 20 below zero base temperature, but with wind chill minus 50, we make people suffer and possibly die from hypothermia because we gotta sit there fucking negotiating with a god. So it's already very complicated just to get fucking gas. Because Frank's got to get his microscopic needle mosquito dick, corporate dick in your ass. So I go to the Hy-Vee, it's new. Nothing. Nothing. I go in. Which I'm already pissed off. I didn't need anything on the inside. I just needed gas. There's a line. Lady, who is not the lady there now? Because nobody sticks around at these places. Our computers are down. No fucking shit, really. And so like, I thank, oh, open it up. And then I'm like, I need 3 gallons of whatever. Because by that time, I don't want to fill it up. I don't want to fill it up. I need just enough gas to get to the next gas station. Because fuck you, Hy-Vee, that's why. And then I, all right, well, that was growing pains. So like 3 months, 4 months, maybe even 6 months later, I go there. Same shit. A gas station where you can't get gas. Now that's 2 years ago. So now I don't care. Left turn all the time. Hell is filled with Hy-Vee gas stations where you turn right into. Because you said, well, wouldn't it be left? No, that's how they sucker punch you. You get hoping and blammo, we don't got no gas. We're Hy-Vee. We're Iowans. We just, ooh, corn. Ooh, the world. Let's go off to Minnesota and sell gas, Paul. Okay. So now I go to the mobile. Or I used to go to the mobile. Because guess what? The mobile gas station sells gas. They don't promise you the veneer of selling. They don't give you the facade of offering gas. There's actually gas. I don't know if one drip ever came out of that Hy-Vee gas station. Don't know. So I had to head north. Here's that paradox. Do I go left to mobile or right to high? I'm in a rush. All right. 2 years later, they got to have their shit together. They got to have this streamlined down. I don't know. That facility must cost, I don't know how much gas station cost to build, at least a couple million, right? All the equipment and gear, electronics. Make my right turn, pull up, park the car, pop the thing, get in there. Error code 01, pay inside. So now, once again, I chose poorly. I thought maybe the Iowans would stop fucking their cousins and take 5 or 6 seconds to say, hey, maybe we ought to hire Bill from IT to get our pumps to work. No! I'm too busy fucking my cousin. So I walk in, and they got 2 NPCs. You know, they ain't going anywhere in life. They're older than me. And my goal is just to get enough gas to run a little bit, and then I will fill up the tank somewhere else, maybe buy a sandwich. I say, I would like 3 gallons. Three. I don't know if you guys are aware of this concept. Maybe it's a little advanced for Iowans. It's the number after 2, and sometimes it's before 4. And it goes 1, 2, 3. This is advanced. I know people in Iowa maybe don't get this. All right? 3. I want 1, 2, 3 gallons of gas.
How do I do this?
Fuck. Look, I know there's a tight labor market, but do you guys train your people in? Do you train them in? Or are you just like, here's the keys. I'm going back to fucking my cousin. Her-ker-der-ker-der-ker-der. And I'm just, I mean, and this is like the first thing in the morning, man. The first cup of coffee really hasn't even gotten into my system. I'm like, oh God, this is the day. So I'm going to lube up your asshole, Aaron. We're breaking out the lube today, Aaron. We're going to start early today. Lots of ass fucking today, Aaron. Bend over, Aaron. Pulls up the sheet. Well, what's a gallon of what's a gallon of premium cost? I'm like, did you look outside at the fucking sign? Okay, it's prepaid. I go out, fill in the tank, my 3 gallons of gas. And you're watching, you know how the gas, you know, Frank came up with this idea. Frank and Margaret came up with this idea. Like, so if they prepay, yeah, for let's just say 10 gallons. Okay, Frank, tell us what new microscopic corporate needle dick are we going to shove up their assholes this time? My God, yeah. This is creative. Oh, Frank, you're so good. You're like Skunk Works. So let's say you're getting 10 gallons of gas, right? We'll program the pump to pretty much run full capacity for the first 8 gallons. And then the last 2 gallons is going to practically shut off and pump in one drip of gas per 17 hours. It'll just slowly creep up. But see, we got them. We got them. They got to sit there for 10 hours waiting to get that extra 2 gallons that they paid for. Oh, that's brilliant, Frank. I have done that. Well, I'm like, I got to go. Fine. Someone gets the half a gallon of gas. Creeping, 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 creeping. 2.873 gallons of gas. It stops. I'm like, oh. And then, thank Cappy, he declared a new policy. Striking back. The Cappy strikes back. If there is a fuck up, I'm going to let you know. Not in a care way. I'm not calling the manager because that's too much a waste of time. I'm pointing out incompetence now. I'm going to insult people and ruin their day because they ruin mine. So I walk. Now, this is like, what is that? A third a gallon of gas? It's not worth it. No, it's not worth it. But until we strike back and shame these fucking retards, these fucking morons, I win or not, though it's implied, they're just going to, ooh, I'm a great person. My parents said so. It's the trophy, the participation trophy generation of the world where they're this is where they like can't even get 3 gallons of fucking gas. So I go in, not even talking to the idiot that programmed the thing wrong. I said, did I not say I needed 3 gallons of gas? And then they're like, oh, shit. Because I don't yell. I don't come in. Can't write. I said, did I not say I wanted 3 gallons of gas? Yeah, I believe that's what you said. How many gallons of gas got pumped? Oh, 13? Why would there be 13 gallons? It's the previous guy. How many? Let me look it up. 2.7 whatever, 083. I'm like, is that 3? No, it's not 3. Did you want us to enter in? I'm like, no. I just want to point out how you guys are stupid and you're ruining everybody's day. Boom. Have a good day. You're not wasting their time. You're not calling the manager. You're saying you're a bunch of fuck-ups. You fucked up. You're pissing people off. You're bad at your job. You should feel like shit. And they did. I guarantee you they did. Because everyone's just too polite. And then they see the Karens grab the manager. The manager's just as, they don't know what the fuck's going on. They're from Iowa. The South Park episode where they sent Jared back, not the subway guy. I think they found Jared from the 90s, like he was in a time warp. They're like, hey, you go back to Iowa where things are 20 years behind. And that's, I think we should do that. I think we should use Hy-Vee as the head on the pike to warn, like, coming for you, motherfuckers. We're coming for you. No, I didn't order the cantaloupe. I ordered the fucking pineapple. Do you hear the fucking words coming out of my mouth? Because it ain't good. Look, their parents didn't hold them up to standards. The schools didn't hold them up to standards. The colleges don't hold them up to standards. The politicians don't hold them up to standards. Now we got to deal with these incompetent NPCs where it's like, and I know, Aaron, it's just a third again. I know that. But what's it going to be tomorrow and the day after? And what if it's, oh, you know, it's being off by, what is that? A third out of 3 gallons is a 10%, being off by 10%. That's fine if it's gas. What if it's some kind of anesthetic? What if it's some kind of drug you got to take? What if you're off by 10%? Is that going to cause someone to die? What if you're off by 10% on some kind of calculation of engineering? Is the bridge going to collapse? And on top of it, I'm sick of inferior fucking dumbasses lessening my life, however microscopically. And now it's not going to go unanswered. It's not going unanswered. I'm not going to become the Karen and say, isn't this what you said you were going to do? Isn't it? Why didn't you do that? Well, I don't know. Let me tell you, I got a theory. You're a fucking moron. And what are they going to do? Come after you? What? This is the soy generator. They're not going to do anything. And then you just remind them. Just remind them. Take a little bit of a mirror. Like, you can't enter in 3 gallons of gas? Sucks to be you. Have fun with your life. I'm out of here. Let's go to the super chats. Hey, Juan the Aztec Patriarch. Welcome back. $2. That's why you pay for gas using cash. Is it? No. I disagree with. Now, that's faster, and it is a little bit cheaper. But if you find a gas station that works, now see, you have the benefit of being in California, Juan. There ain't no minus 20 degrees with a negative 50 wind chill. You could sit there and hit buttons all day negotiating with the computer. But I've got it where you just boop, boom, done. I don't want to go inside unless I want to grab myself some food. And the only places I grab food are Mavericks and Quick Trips. And they're in completely separate parts of the country. But yeah, the cash, and here's the other thing, I don't like carrying cash. I like, it's just like, I got to deal with it, and I had problems with it, and not a big strip club fan, so I don't need a lot of ones. It's just kind of like, oh, I got to buy this stuff. I got to use this stuff up. Noah Costa, $2, new Kawasaki Vulcan starts at $8,399. A Vulcan? Those are huge, Noah. have you ridden a bike before? I wouldn't get a new anything. Don't buy a new vehicle. Go with, nothing wrong with Kawasaki's. I had one. They're fine vehicles. I get used. And if you've never ridden a motorcycle before, don't start with a Vulcan. Vulcans are huge. They're big bikes. Fabio Ramos Afonso, is that Brazilian reals, 10 Brazilian reals, truck nuts. Worse than that, only plastic truck nuts. Oh, they make those plastic truck nuts. Oh, man. Big ups, old man. Thank you, Fabio. Plastic truck nuts. No, it goes to $5. Forgot to tell you, last October, I got a 2011 Honda Accord special edition with all the features for $5,800. Hey, there you go. Thanks, Cappy. Car buying program. Yeah, yeah. No, that sounds like good. Well, how many miles you got on it? No, you don't have to tell me. You don't have to super chat just for that. But that, yeah, that's good. Honda's run forever. All right, that's it. Might be some asshole consulting later on today. I got lots of shit to do. We see you guys later, Toodles.